For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
As the 1-0 on the way, Schwarber hits it high and deep, and my goodness,
are you kidding?
He's done it again. Another home run for Kyle Schwarber. His 13th leadoff home run this season to match a big league record. And his second in as many days. It's 1-0 Phillies.
He did it again. Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. We're live today from the Chesapeake Inn. Hugh Douglas, a leadoff home run yesterday. The Phillies beat the Blue Jays, but Schwarber does it again. Four home runs in 2 days in Toronto. Unbelievable.
Yeah, man, and played pretty good in outfield yesterday. Made a huge catch in outfield yesterday. Schwarber was on fire yesterday. Schwarber.
He was, and the Phillies behind that home run and Christopher Sanchez. In the beginning of that game yesterday, a little up and down first couple of innings, but he settled down. He pitched well again. Christopher Sanchez has been the most under-the-radar, ho-hum, really good Philly season.
He ain't been great on the road. That has been the thing that has people a little worried about him.
But yesterday
he hasn't been great. Yeah. Start out a little rocky, though, but yeah.
I really like Christopher Sanchez, and I think he's been the most pleasant surprise of this season, a big part of the reason the Phillies are where they are right now and a chance to clinch soon here. So the Phillies' magic number update after yesterday. To make the playoffs, the number is 15. To clinch the NL East, the number is 17. To clinch a top two seed and a first-round bye, that is 20. Now, this number wasn't chopped much this week because the Braves keep winning. The Mets are right behind the Braves. They've won 7 in a row, so it's still at 17. Phillies now down in Miami for 4 starting tonight. But, Hugh, yesterday wasn't just about a win. It was another injury issue for Bryce Harper. So Bryce Harper had to come out of the game because he was hit on the left elbow. Now, the right elbow is the one that's given him trouble. That's the one that's injured or hurt or whatever.
Yeah.
And that's the one he winced the other night. Now, the left elbow.
Yeah, he took one too, boy. That was crazy.
When that first happened, I was like,
shouldn't have been out there.
Well, if he was on the IL, yeah, it'd be different. Topper after the game. Here's Topper on Harper and what happened and where they're at with Bryce.
He's fine. So it was like a precautionary thing, or could he not continue to play, I guess?
It was stiffening up, so it was more precautioning.
Okay.
I mean, I think he could have continued on if we really had to.
Did that make you feel better? He could have played if you had him playing.
Well, yeah, that makes me feel better. Obviously, there's nothing broken. There's not a broken bone there. But it's
little,
just...
You said he was a little discomfort.
It's stiffened up, which
up.
I get that.
How about that D, baby?
That's different. But, yeah, I understand what they're saying, and I'm glad they got him out of the game. The reality is, though, doesn't it feel like every day we're watching Bryce Harper limp around or get banged up?
Well, he's a little banged up. And he said something last night. I heard him in the post game when he was talking about how he's not comfortable right now with the position at the end. Nothing's wrapped up.
Let's hear that. Bryce Harper after the game talking about why he's still fighting through this stuff.
Everybody goes through bumps and bruises during the season, and it's that time of year kind of. So obviously, we're not far enough, in this division to be able to take the days and do those kind of things. So maybe once we get there, hopefully we have a couple days.
So Bryce Harper saying, Hugh, they're not far enough in this division for him to take time off.
It sounds valid.
I totally disagree.
You don't think so?
7 up with 22 games to go.
And he's not comfortable. He's keeping his foot on the gas pedal.
And he's
banged up.
Falling apart out there.
Yeah, that's the part right there that kind of gets me.
They need to start. Doesn't it feel like he gets to make the decision on whether he plays or not?
Well, he's still out there.
Well, then I think they need to take the decision out of his hand. Bryce, you're sitting two of these days in Miami.
I think I heard Jack talking about that yesterday.
Take it out of his hand. So there was a quote from Bryce yesterday that caught my attention here. Quote, "I just don't know how good I'll feel if I take 1 or 2 days," Harper said. You know what I'm saying? I feel like I'll feel the same if I do take 2 days off or anything like that. That's a conversation we've had before, but I just feel like I'm going to feel the exact same if I do take 2 or 3 days off and I come back. You know what the solution to this is? Take 10 days. Take an IL stint. Get ready for October. It feels to me like Bryce wants to be part of them clinching the division and wants to be out there to finish this, and then he'll take the time off. But, I mean, isn't after the division clinch, aren't we then going to focus on the one or two seed? Like, when is he going to get the time off we're talking about?
Well, I think that he wants to be in the middle of it, Joe. And you know what? The tough thing to do is to have a player of his caliber, like, tell him what to do. You know what I mean? I remember it was a long time ago. Jerry Rice got banged up or something. I think he was with the Raiders. And it was a question of whether or not he should play, and he ended up playing through it. Like, certain guys, man, like, when they're just wired different.
Yeah.
And it's hard to try to tell them when to slow down. Like, it's some cats, when you say, hey, take a day off, they're like, okay. Like, not a problem. Some guys, as long as they're not bleeding or it's not – like, it's the difference between being hurt and injured. And I think for Bryce, he feels like it's more being hurt than being injured. And so that's what's kind of driving him. Like, hey, I got to fight through this. You know, I make the analogy every morning. Like, when you run, sometimes you feel like it and sometimes you don't. And
yep.
your body responds in a way where, you know, you might be your knees hurt or whatever, but you push through. And once you push through, you're fine. Maybe that's what he feels like right now. Maybe if he pushes through, he'll be fine.
Maybe. I go back to the Eagles a couple years ago when Jalen banged up his shoulder against the Bears. They were very cautious because they had a lead. They had a cushion in the NFCs. They could be cautious and then get him ready for the postseason using a bye and all that. I need the Phillies to make sure he's ready. Because
mm-hmm.
seeding is one – they're going to win the division. That's been obvious for a while. Seeding is great, and I'd rather – the one or the two seed. And by the way, Milwaukee lost last night, so the Phillies now have a decent lead on the Milwaukee Brewers of 2.5 games. But
if your day sounds like
we need the report ASAP,
you deserve Modelo if you've persevered through. You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I can't put seeding over Bryce Harper's availability to be his best in the postseason. That's something we'll keep our eye on. Well, they're in Miami tonight. What do you got, Kyle?
So, honestly, I feel like if they don't do it, like they don't put him on the IL within the next few days, it's going to be too late. Like they can't do it. And the other thing about it is, if they do lock in the one or two seed, that gives them 5 days off. So you almost kind of get the best of both worlds if you do that. I don't know. The games are about to be too important for me to want to sit our best player. He's still got like a 900 OPS.
Well, the other question is, like, let's say they clinch a top two seed and the division with 5 days to go in the season. And then you said it, Kyle, the bye gives you five extra
yep.
days. Is it, like, would you feel comfortable if he doesn't play for 10 days and has to get his timing back in the playoffs?
Well, so 10, no. But, I mean, we're not going to have a choice if they have 5 days off.
I
like,
agree.
They can't play. You know what I mean? So I don't know what the solution is. I don't know if five more days is going to make it worse for him. But, like, Harper's – we've seen this before with Harper. Like, he can kind of flip on a dime. Well, like, the power can cut. But 2022, remember how bad he was in September? Like,
he was
awful. Like, he wasn't even hitting doubles or anything. And then all of a sudden, he just went nuclear.
I
like,
know.
That's the kind of player he is at the plate.
He hit the home run off of Gibson in St. Louis, and then away he went. He can, but the difference in 22, the elbow was obviously, you know, he needed Tommy John, but it wasn't, like, hurting to swing. That was more he couldn't throw the baseball, and he had come back off the thumb injury. Blake Snell broke his thumb. He's hurting right now. I want to get him some time off. I think the seeding stuff is secondary to time off for Bryce Harper. 215-592-9494. Let's grab Bruce, who's up on WIP. Hey, Bruce.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Good afternoon. How's
hey, Bruce.
Doing?
What's going on, Bruce?
What's up, buddy?
Oh, man. Look. I definitely want to talk about the thing with Jalen. But now that you're on this Phillies thing, you just really touched a nerve with me because of this whole situation with Bryce. I am just furious. You know, when he got hit by that ball yesterday, and you said it, he shouldn't have been in the game. it seems like he has control over his own destiny, over common sense. And I'm going to tell you, if we mess around and make the playoffs and he's still performing at subpar level because he can't hit home runs, we can focus back on this time when they had the chance to rest him and they're not taking control of the situation because he doesn't look the same. And I'm just, I'm happy about the Phillies, but I'm just ticked off about Bryce, this Bryce situation. I really am.
Well, they got to be careful here, Bruce. They really do because they, like you said it, they need him to be himself in October. Bruce, what are you feeling on Jalen, though? Give me something here.
Hey, man, look, I'm all in on Jalen. I'm all in. One of the things that's really not talked about is that Jalen has received a lot of criticism. Some of it's warranted, but some of this other stuff that has come his way, he sits back and he takes this in, and this has been a thing of his whole career. He takes and he knows that people have doubts about him, but what he turns around and does, and that's the thing that I love about him, he takes it and he works on improvements in his game. So that's an intangible that we're going to see. We're going to see a very special Jalen because he has the weapons around him, and he's going to take us. I believe we can make it back to the Super Bowl and take it all, even despite the questions on the defense.
I like that. All right, Bruce, bold prediction. What's the Eagles' bold prediction?
All right, bold prediction. Okay, this is with A.J., Devontae, and
Saquon.
Oh boy.
Goddard, Saquon.
Yeah. I'm sorry. And Saquon. A.J., Devontae, and Saquon. They will have 3,500 all-purpose yards between all three of them.
3,500 all-purpose.
3,500, meaning that you have AJ and they'll have 1,000-yard season, and Saquon will have 1,500 yards in combined. That's
those are good numbers. Bam, Bruce, they get those. They're flying here. Bruce, we appreciate the phone call. 215-592-9494. All right, we're going to check in with Elliot live from Brazil. We'll get to all your phone calls as well. Eagles bowl prediction, best one we hear today, wins a $50 gift card to the Chesapeake Inn where we're at today. Great atmosphere, great place. We're outside. Come on down, and you'll enjoy it here. $50 gift card on the line. Eagles bowl prediction and Jalen Hurts, confidence or skepticism as we enter the season on Hurts' standing as a big-time NFL quarterback. And we want to remind you guys that today's shows and all the shows on WIP today are dedicated to the memory of Hugh Thomas Douglas, the foundation in his name, HughTDouglas.org. Hugh, you were mentioning to me that it seemed like a lot of donations are coming in. I'm not surprised. When something like this, when there's something for people to be a community for at WIP, it always resonates. We had the Eagles Autism Foundation last week with the Radiothon and raised a ton of money. And I'm hoping today, and I'm sure today, a lot of donations are going to go to your son's foundation.
Yeah, man. And I just looked at some of the numbers, man, because his uncle Corey was just giving me the information. Thank you. Thank you for everybody that donated. It means a lot. I mean, I know you don't have to, but I appreciate the fact that you're doing it. We're trying to send some kids to school, man, and especially kids that are in alt finance. That's basically what he was going to school for. I remember when he was growing up, he used to always like expensive stuff, and I used to tell him, I'm like, yo, dog, you need to get a good job because you have expensive tastes. So he was in alt finance, and he was doing really well. So that's what the money's going towards, to help kids get into school for finance.
We're going to keep his legacy going. 215-592-9494 for HughTDouglas.org is how you go and donate to a great, great cause. All right, on this side, your phone calls here, 215-592-9494 for Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. You heard us talk a lot about FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. Well, we have something a little different for you. Now through September 22nd, all FanDuel customers can bet $5 and get a three-week free trial of NFL Sunday Ticket from YouTube and YouTube TV. Then with a YouTube TV base plan, you'll be able to watch every regular season Sunday afternoon at a market game. All you need is a Google account and a current form of payment, and you can cancel any time. Just visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to download America's number one sportsbook. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.